karate, skateboarding, sports climbing, surfing.
Wait, they added surfing this year?
Yeah, and then two other sports, baseball and softball are returning.
Wait, hang on. They added surfing this year.
Surfing, yeah. It's an Olympic
sport. So what if you go to a country that doesn't have seas or water? What do you do?
What if you go to a country that doesn't have snow? They still have the Jamaican bobsled team still competed. No.
But I'm talking about hosting-wise. If you go to your country, let's say turn 24, right? You go to whatever country doesn't have water around it. So how do you host surfing?
They have wave pools. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Hey there. Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of Gluten-Free Organic Thought Podcast. My name is Michael, and always with me, Robert Din.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Yeah, we have a great episode for you today. We're going to talk about the Olympics that are coming up. It's a crazy time. We just saw the Olympic trials.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Like a lot of crazy news has gone on. But before we start off, let's see what we're drinking today.
I am going back to my dark mug. But I have matcha. Dark mug
again. All right.
But I have my matcha in there. Just a typical matcha latte. Nothing too particular. I add a little bit of honey or milk. So typical stuff. Casual.
All right. Yeah. I'm back to rosé. I got some rosé for you.
Nice. So
my typical drink, right? That's how.
There you go. Typical drinks. Yeah. So for today's episode, it's definitely going to be an interesting topic because we don't really talk sports that much on this, on this podcast. But we both love sports.
Are you serious? We talk about basketball a lot.
No, we don't. Yeah. Out of 55 episodes, we probably talked about basketball three times at most.
I think we need to go and check the numbers again. It's probably closer to 10.
We can fact check that stuff. But regardless, though, I think this is an interesting point of view because this may fall slightly different. So the conversation, pretty much the question is, I guess having that extra year, right? Did it help or hurt athletes for this upcoming Olympics?
Yeah. Extra year. Because of the 2020 Olympics, because of COVID, they pushed the Olympics to 2021. And now everyone's getting ready for the Olympics in Tokyo a year later. Yeah. So, Mike, there's a lot that goes on in this question because
it's going to vary, I think, per age group, at the mental aspect of this, the effect of this, and it's going to vary a lot. There's a lot of variables here when we get ready to answer this question, though.
But I think a lot of it depends on, like, if the players are already professionals or not as well and all that stuff, right? So, something like basketball where everyone's a professional already, I think that's their job. It's not really affecting them too much other than like injuries that could happen or that have happened that they're getting better from.
But what about gymnasts who, someone just turned 15 to 16, now they're qualified for the Olympics now this year and they could be better.
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. Because the trial can happen. Remember, the trial happened again, right? So
yeah, but we didn't see anything like that.
I mean, I'm just saying, we didn't see anything like that. But other countries, different, like in Russia, they trim in young. Let me tell you.
That's true. The Chinese, the Chinese. There's kids turning 14 every day that they're putting on.
My point exactly. And so, and they all look like they're 12 years old, but they're maybe 15, 16. But still, so now what happens then, right? Do you go with your roster that you had last year, or do you try out new batches and then hopefully they're,
No, there's no way that you keep the team that was a year ago, right? They didn't even do trials, so we didn't even have rosters last year.
Oh, so we didn't have a roster last year.
So there was no trial. Like, we knew who we thought was gonna be there in the Olympics, but there was no actual named people that were going because there was no trials yet.
Gotcha. So nothing was finalized at that point.
Nothing was finalized, but it could have been like Simone Biles could have got hurt, and then we would have been like, oh, crap, our best person is gone, right? But luckily, she didn't get hurt. But there are people like I was watching the women's gymnastics. Like, yeah. I don't know. I love watching that the women's gymnastics because our team is always so good. Right.
Well, it's just so creative. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Even college level, they're super competitive, crazy. I used to go to the gymnastics for University of Florida. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I think out of the 4 or 5 years I was there to watch it, I think we won 2 national championships, that those four or five of them. Mm-hmm. And still, like, it was just super creative in general for overall as a sport. Yeah.
Yeah. Really nice. It's just a fun sport to watch in general. Yeah. And so I was watching it, and there was one, the top three were basically everyone knew that they were going to be top three. And then the fourth spot, they had six people that were like in the running for that spot. And all That's of crazy. Them, after day one, they were like within half a point of each other or something. It was really close.
How old were the age gap? Just wondering.
It was between 18 and 24, I think.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty big age gap. Wow.
Yeah. I think most of them were 18, 19, 20. And there was one girl who was 24. Yeah. But there was some of these girls, like they quit. They're like one of the girls was that one of the girls who actually is expected to be one of the
best
one of the finalists, right? Or the one of the one person on the team. I think she said like within that gap year,
yep.
she had like quit. She was getting ready to quit because she thought that the game like gymnastics had passed her and like didn't want her anymore. Like she had been going to these competitions and wasn't winning and like. They weren't giving her good scores and stuff. And she just thought maybe she wasn't good enough. And then.
So it affected her mentally as well.
Yeah. So it was a big mental struggle, right?
So once she affects mentally, that affects your performance physically too. So.
Yeah. And then she found a good coach. Like I think she was the one who teamed up with Simone Biles and like was training with her. And then she's one of the top people now. Right. And it's such like good wholesome stories that come out of all these.
So you think overall, though, to answer your question to them, what do you think? So do you think it hurt or did it help?
Does it hurt or does it help? I don't know. I don't think there's a right answer here.
Is it a 60% hurt and then 40% it helps on athletes?
I think it's for the people that push through the mental stuff and also the physical training that they go through.
Yeah.
And it might add to the reward, right? That's at true. The end, like they've gone through all these struggles and they like made it to the Olympics. Yeah. And then that's like such so much more rewarding because they had to go through so much more.
An extra hurdle. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And like a lot of it's and then a lot of it was like I was watching like the racing and stuff, like the sprinting and track and field stuff. And some of the people that won, they would not have been there last year.
Yeah, so it had extra time to train to push that more, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that extra year, like you said, it probably helped their performance.
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible.
But also at the same time, the other side, they could get injured too as well.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of athletes that didn't make it to the trials because of the last year. They either like quit the sport, they couldn't do it anymore, or they just like got injured, couldn't run anymore, or couldn't do whatever they needed to do. But yeah, we saw a lot of records be broken too, like just in the trials. So I'm excited to see like the Olympics.
So it's gonna be amazing Olympic this year. When does it start? When does it start?
I don't know. I don't know when it starts.
I thought it starts in July, end of July, something like that, right? Olympic this year.
Yeah, let's see.
But it might have been pushed back a little bit more because of the COVID. Maybe August this time around.
It's July 23rd.
Oh, so it is end of July. So it's beginning of July. I mean, end of July.
July 23rd to August 8th is when the actual Olympics are.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's gonna be interesting to watch. But like, it's also like. I don't know. I loved watching the trials. Like the last day, Simone Biles was not good. Like, she just did not, she did not just probably, perform
she,
well.
She probably just, you know what? I'm already in. Screw this.
Right. And well, you would think that, but she was, like, emotionally upset. Like, she like, every single exercise she did, she kind of, like, messed up a little bit on all of them. And, like, you could tell she was really down.
You think that she probably did it to make the other teammate feel better?
I don't think so at all. I feel like, I think she's like a Tiger Woods type, because it's okay. Like, it is a single person sport, right?
It is a single person sport, yeah.
So it's just her trying to compete against herself since she's the best. And and I think she just, like, let herself down because she just could.
She could have just had off days. Okay, man. I mean,
yeah, everyone has an off day. For sure.
Which is good though. So let me ask you this though. Like, obviously, you know, for example, like, I think overall this may have been more bad than good out of this, because when you get reach a certain age, for example, at the cutoff, you know, limit, whatever it is, you know, 24, 25 for, or 25, 26, whatever, for gymnastics, right? Sometimes that extra year could ruin it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure it happened for some people, right? Vice versa, where you know, you just turn of age between 15 and 16. Now you get to try it. You know what I mean? And you can probably steal somebody's spot.
Yeah.
So, but like you said, right, the extra year, probably a lot of people took the extra year to train. And most likely that probably could affect the injury as well. Because, mm-hmm. and certain sports didn't stop. Think about it, basketball, right? Basketball didn't stop. We still had the summer, we had the bubble. And then we started, as I think a few months later, we started the NBA again. And so those players were playing consistently. So a lot of them, and then they saw the repercussion of that, because the playoffs, there were a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then therefore, they may have not even bothered, you know, obviously some of them are already not, obviously not the roster of the Olympics, but some of them may wanted it to trial. Who knows? To try.
Yeah. And like someone like Steph Curry, who last year, I feel like he would have joined if they did have it last year, and this year he decided not to recover from injuries, to make sure that he's with his family and taking time off.
Yeah.
And this year he's like that's his decision, because you get an extra year, like, and you get a year older, so
he's 33, right?
Yeah, he's 33 now, I think.
Yeah. So with him, I mean, especially the way he plays, he needs to be staying healthy somehow. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm sure that this extra year made a lot of athletes think twice before they wanted to say yes to the roster, to even participate in the trials. So
yeah, for sure. And I think the extra training, like, that training is brutal, like, to be in the Olympics. Like, especially for the people that aren't professionals. Yeah. They're not really, they're getting paid through sponsorships and stuff, but, like, that's, it's a brutal schedule, just being, like, on, like, any track and field, anything, like, anything that's not, like, basketball that we know, they're getting paid millions of dollars already, right?
Well, think about this though. Certain countries might not even have the resources to do the extra trial, so the people pay that out of pocket to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even like during the shutdown, I think a lot of those athletes in other countries, they had to figure it out a way out, maneuver. Like, they can't go to the gym because technically they were shutting down, so therefore they had to go, you know, do some workaround behind that, and then they had to buy extra stuff for themselves, build their own personal gym, build their own trainer, like, all the things probably out of their own pocket, to be honest.
I mean, they already probably had their trainers already, but, like, yeah, like, they probably built their own gyms in their houses and, like, had to make do. But I feel like everyone, even the normal people all did that. Like normal, regular people made their own gyms and created.
I mean, let's say that upcoming, I mean, third world countries sometimes, I mean, just not have the resources to do that, though, to be honest with you. So, because that, I mean, they're, because they're just maybe a beginning athlete, right? They're just trying to get themselves recognized, and they had the opportunity to do the trial. So who knows? I mean, I'm sure there are stories out there like that. So now let me ask you this. So the effect of the Olympics coming up now, because it skipped a year. So the next Olympic is 2024, right?
Yeah.
But that 3 years, a very short time, it's a turnaround. And do you think that it's a good thing or a bad thing for the athletes?
I don't think it's changes. I don't think it changes how anything happens. I really don't, because, like, yeah, it might be less time for them to train for the next Olympics, but like, whoever's going to peak in 2024 is going to peak in 2024. The difference with this one is like people who were peaking in 2020 might not be peaking in 2021. Yeah. So that it like changes up who might be the winner this year.
Well, think about this. There's also the world championship next year too. Keep that in mind. So that's every 2 years, right? So the world championships, that's a fast turnaround for them right away too as well. So keep that in mind, like for certain sports.
But does their training change between the Olympics and the world championship?
Well, you have 1 year to train for it now.
Yeah, but like they've been training their whole they've been training for years.
No,
now,
I get
right?
it. But so they like, could get in, but they could the... get injured during the Olympics, right? And it happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore now they're not being able to be eligible for the world championship for next year.
But they probably you can't say that they weren't gonna get injured in 2021.
Well, at least you had a year to recover. You see what I'm saying?
Like they might have done the 2020 Olympics and then 2021 they would have got injured anyways.
Yeah, but the world championships doesn't happen in 2022 though. You see what I'm saying? They had an extra year to recover.
But I'm saying like they might have gotten injured anyways and still only. Oh, yeah, had no, I agree. But so it's, I don't know. You can't really, I don't know. I can't really say that. It's
I guess
there's
too much, just too much assumption. I guess right. So
yeah, and I can't really think that like for me, I'm just thinking like. People who are like at the times that they're going to be peaking, like that's going to be the effect, right? Like this one, I feel like there's people that probably like that extra year gives them a chance to develop and a chance to like,
that's true.
Learn and like do better while other people are on the down, like on the downside of that and like are not peaking anymore. They're probably not going to get it. That's sucks that they're that opportunity passes them, but when it goes to like the next year, the year after, those people who are peaking are going to be peaking anyways.
That's true.
Yeah. And I don't even know. Maybe on the Olympics, they're just going 100 times harder than on a regular year. So maybe they do get injured more at the Olympics, and it sucks. But it sucks if they got injured. They don't get an extra
year. I've seen people pull hamstrings. They're sprints, man. It happens, man.
But
cyclists get crash with each other, you know, it does happen. So, all right. So do you think the Olympic community did the right thing by hosting it this year, or should they skipped it to 2024?
Oh, that's an interesting question, right? Like, that is an interesting question because did we really need a 2020 or 2021 Olympics? Because
I feel like let me answer this first because I feel like with this after COVID happened, it needed a moral boost. I feel like this
morale boost.
Morale boost, yeah. So I feel like this would have, this is a good thing. It's a sign that we made it through COVID. All the countries worldwide participating in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're okay, we're returning to normality. It's a symbol.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I feel like sports in general, like we were talking about this when basketball was restarting, like should they restart and should football restart and stuff. And we were talking about the same thing where it's like it gives us a sense of like normalcy in a time that's like was really difficult, and people may be able to get out of their COVID mindset that like, oh, everything is down, and like bring them up, right? I think that's a good thing. I don't know, like there's the Olympics is so it's an idea, right? Like it's a metaphor for stuff. Like it's like watching it is fun to watch, but like I definitely don't agree with having it last year when everything was going down. But having it this year, I think it's fine. Like, but also skipping it, I mean, we're going to have another Olympics Olympics in 2020.
Yeah.
2022 is like Winter Olympics, right?
The Winter Olympics, and I think you have the World Championship as well, so.
Yeah, so maybe skipping it wouldn't have been the worst, but it also, I mean, I love the Olympics, so I want it to be there.
I don't know, man. KD wants the gold, so you never know. So you think KD would do it in 2024?
Would KD come back come back for 2024?
He'll be 36, right, at that time?
I mean, I think if he's still able to play.
Wait. I think he'll be 35, 36, I think. He's 32 right now, isn't he?
Let's see how old KD is. Kevin Durant age. right now, KD is 32 years old.
Yeah, so 36. Yeah.
In three years.
3 years, sorry. 35.
He'll be 35. 35. I think if he's still playing at the level he's playing at now, he's still going to go.
I feel like he's game aged really well, so. And he's you know, like, so.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, like, I think he loves the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems
he already
like
has a gold medal already, so.
He has two, I think. And he has, like, a under 18 or something.
And an under 18 one, yeah, that's right, yeah.
He's done a lot of, like, international play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he just loves it. So, I don't know. Just hope that he doesn't get injured and can still play.
That's true. I mean, so for me, I feel like skipping it wouldn't be a bad thing. Two reasons. Obviously, I said one already for morale boost, in that sense, you know, so restart for COVID. Mm-hmm. But the second piece of this is that a lot of athletes would be upset because this might be the only chance to participate. And sometimes Olympics is a symbol, right? You keep this in mind, like, hey, I made it. It's a career achievement, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and it's just a tradition piece of this that I feel like there will be a lot of protests and it would have just been bad. So,
I mean, but like, I sent you an article earlier today that was 80% of the people in Japan don't think that they should have it, that they should be hosting the Olympics.
Well, too bad. They can't have nothing to say about this, so.
It's in their country.
they could bubble this up, okay? and guess what? They have the technology and the policies to do it, okay? And they have the infrastructure to do it, so.
I don't know. That's a lot of Olympians that you're bottling up in one spot.
Doesn't matter. They can do it though. If the only countries can pull it up, I can see is South Korea or Japan to pull this off. Okay. I don't trust America pulling this off, but I can trust those two countries, you know?
What about like the NBA pulled it off?
Again, keep in mind, NBA is literally probably maybe a fifth of the size of the Olympic size, you know? So.
Yeah, I agree. How many people are in the Olympics?
I don't know. I don't even know. How many sports are in the Olympics in the first place, to be honest with you? Every year it grows. I mean, every time you participate, it grows. They add a new sports to it.
Oh, what's the newest sports that they're adding this year? Do you know?
No, I actually don't know. I haven't looked at that up. To be honest with you, I just found out about the trial like a couple of days ago. So I don't even know who participated in it, to be honest. I didn't watch out on any of that.
So. You didn't watch any of it? Man. No. There's six new sports this year. Oops.
Really? Six new sports?
Six new sports. Here, I will send you this link.
Okay, what's the list? List it out.
Here. So, karate? They didn't have karate before?
Not for Olympics.
Karate, skateboarding, sports climbing, surfing.
Wait, they added surfing this year?
Yeah, and then two other sports, so baseball and softball are returning.
Wait, hang on. They added surfing this year.
Surfing, yeah, it's
Olympic. So, sport. What if you go to a country that doesn't have seas or water? What do you do?
What if you go to a country that doesn't have snow? They still have the Jamaican bobsled team still like competing. No.
But I'm talking about hosting wise. I'm talking about hosting wise. If you go to your country, let's say turn 24, right? You go to whatever country that doesn't have water around it. So how do you host surfing?
They have wave pools. I don't know. I don't know, man.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Japan, I can see that because Japan has a lot of good surfing beaches. I know that.
I don't know. Do they change this list up based on where it's located?
I don't know. That's a good question, though.
That's true that if you were in, like, some city, like, I don't know. Oh, what's a city that, like, was in competition for the Olympics? But, like, I don't know. There's some places that just don't have like waves and oceans and stuff, right?
Yeah,
I guess that's true. But yeah, surfing is one of them. Maybe it's just for this year, or maybe they'll do like how Korea and remember how they did Korea and Japan one year where they went back and forth between the two countries.
Yeah, correct. It's possible that was for the World Cup because of soccer. Remember that? That was the World Cup.
Oh, World Cup.
Because they needed enough stadium for that. That's why.
That's true.
South Korea didn't have enough stadium for the one play, so therefore they had to split that.
I see. Skateboarding is the thing that I was like, really? Skateboarding?
I was surprised skateboarding wasn't there in the first place.
Yeah, really? You're surprised they didn't have skateboarding in the first place?
You know, I can see Tony Hawk be a gold medal analyst back in the days.
I mean, they have the X Games.
Yeah, that's different though.
Yeah, but
X Games related to Olympics now? Nah.
No, but like skateboarding seems like a an odd choice for the Olympics.
It's a tough sport, man. So
it's true, but
yeah,
I don't know.
All right, so we're going to wrap this episode up. For those who are, you know, watching us on YouTube or listening to our podcast, leave a comment. Let us know what you think about this. So we are going to jump into our extra MHG funny session. So, Robert, what do you have for us today?
Okay, so my funny thing today is, here, I'll send you this.
Yep.
So this lady, there's an article of this lady who, she woke up from surgery. She's an Australian lady who's Asian, and woke up from surgery with an Irish accent. Like,
what?
She woke up, and then she's been putting up TikToks about her
you think this is a fake story thing, or is this actually real?
It seems like it's real. Like,
wait. Did a doctor come out and say, hey, I admit I did this surgery, and she came out like,
no, like, I don't think it had to do. It didn't have to do with this
surgery.
It just, I don't know.
But she came up with an Irish accent, though.
Yeah, and she said she's never been to Ireland.
So, and she's Asian.
Yeah. So she went through a brain scan. Nothing was wrong, but she's diagnosed with foreign accent syndrome.
Is that a real thing?
A rare medical condition that may be triggered by neurological or psychological damage.
Oh wow. So what was the surgery for?
What was her original surgery for? Tonsils. She had tonsillitis.
Jesus Christ.
She had her tonsils removed, and then she ended up having an Irish accent.
Oh, so she thinks that a lot of people think that she's faking it, but she did a 60-minute interview that with Kate Batza to prove it was real.
I mean, I don't know how that proves it's real. But
because,
like,
I mean, you have somebody interviewing you. And so, I mean, that's just different, though. I mean, people thought she was faking the whole time. When someone interviewed for 60 minutes straight, that's a different
story. I mean, maybe she can hold her accent for 60 minutes.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Have you seen, like a lot of actors that they like Tom Holland has, he's British and he has an American accent and he can hold it for forever. I think they've shown like interview clips where he's like he's switched into an American accent on accident,
yeah.
During, because it's just like part of his job, so that he just like forgot and like mixed up his accents. but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this is crazy. If you could wake up with an accent, what would it be, Mike?
If I can wake up with an accent, I'll say probably. That's a tough one. I'm torn between an Australian accent or a South African accent.
South African?
Yeah, I'm torn.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about you?
I don't know. I'd probably. I have no idea. I love my accent.
I hate my accent at all. So I
sound like an American, so I'm fine. But I think British accent would be pretty cool to have. I think so. Have you seen the guy? He's Asian and he has an Irish accent, and like I don't know, he's on like TikTok or something, and yeah. He's just like, yeah, he's a magician who yeah. He's a magician who's Irish and Asian, and he makes
wait,
fun
what?
Of his, he makes
he's
fun
Irish
of his,
and Asian?
He's Irish but like brought up in Ireland, so then he has an Irish accent, and he makes fun of himself and on his shows. It's pretty funny.
So for me, I don't know. The reason why I was thinking like more like South Africans, because it's very rare to encounter those people, and then Australian same thing. So
why not? I think British would be fun, and I think probably like a French or Italian would be interesting.
Yeah. Italian would be interesting too, because it's very rare to encounter it as well. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But right. Also, I just wanted, I'd rather speak the language than.
Oh, that's true, because it obviously helps with the, you know, the accent, right? That's just why I pick, you know, English speaking accents, you know. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I have my funny thing is I sent you this video from Reddit Funny. And so the title is called Let's Forget We Live in a Russian Share House. And so this video is, for those who are not watching this on YouTube, is a video, I guess, of a house that's shared by between people. Maybe this is like a hostel or whatever it is. So the camera is facing down to a staircase, to a doorway, down to a staircase that goes to a kitchen. Hang on. It goes to a kitchen and it goes to like a laundry area. But it's a video, a minute long video of people just walking up and down the stair, falling their ass off, pretty much.
What is going on? Like, oh my God.
Are they drunk? They're not used to walking down the staircase. And then there's another, and then there's a different angle of the video from the other side of the kitchen showing this, you know, showing them falling off. And this, so like 40
seconds
in. These
guys have to be drunk.
I know, right? So 40 seconds in, this guy just run, like pretended he like to run upstairs and he had lost balance. And then this other guy looks like they take a step one down and they just fall to the left. Are they purposely doing this? The way they're falling, they're busting the ass off for just to show
I think these guys are drunk.
Yeah, and then there's a girl who just fell down the stairs, and there's a guy carrying her up just to make it upstairs at a minute mark.
And they couldn't make it? Oh, my God.
He couldn't make it, and he fell down with her. He almost made it. But
what is this?
Is the house slanted? Is the camera not doing any justice to them?
No, this has got to be like...
And keep in mind, these are people wearing they're in the underwear, boxers. Like, what is this?
This has got to be like this is a reality TV show.
Yeah, right? On the Megan, right?
Drunks live in an old house at the expense of the donations from the audience. I think, this is like one of those, it's like one of those like Twitch streams or something where like they just are watching people like drunk and like just how they live.
Well, is the stairs really that slanted or that hard to go upstairs?
No, I think they're all really, really drunk. I think what it is. I think they're really, really drunk. Like they're, there's no way that anybody walks down these stairs and can't do it. If they're Or walk up the stairs and they can't do it.
And no one's wearing pants, by the way. No one.
Yeah, I think that they all live in this house. This is nuts, Mike. Where did you find this stuff?
I know, right?
Yeah, this is definitely got to be something where they're just a bunch of drunk people. It's an online show, SOSEDTV. Oh yeah, they're always online.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just too crazy.
This is nuts. All right. Do you have we can switch over to our rant. Do you have anything to rant about, Mike?
My current rant is not really a rant. It's more like, how do I put this delicately? It's more of a annoyance, I guess. It's a rant, I guess. I'm annoyed about it, but not really like, you know. So, you know, every time, you know, I come home and my mom can ask me, hey, you know, when you move back to South Florida? And I'm like, mom, I'm going to move back to South Florida, you know. I'm like, but this happens every time because I come home every, you know, 2-3 weeks, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, mom, we're not going to do this conversation again. You know my answer to this question, you know. She's like, when do you move back to South Florida, you know? Like, and like, you know, you get the guilt trip, like, hey, we need your help. You get this guilt trip, you know.
Yeah. And you're like 2 hours away or four.
Three hours away to be exact. 3 hours, 2 hours and 58 minutes.
You're 3 hours from Orlando to Miami. You're 3 hours.
I'm a little bit north of Miami. I'm in Pines. I gotta go a little west.
Okay, yeah. So you're like 3 hours away, and
with no traffic, it's 3 hours. With traffic, it will take 4 hours. So yeah.
Yeah. So you're like 3 to 4 hours away, and you're getting this. I'm in California, and every time I come home, and every time like I talk about like my company, like
remote and some of
going remote and stuff. Everybody is just like, all right, so that means you can move back home. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be back home. Like, that's not
where's back home? Back in Orlando?
Yeah, Orlando. My parents are all in my family is mostly in Orlando.
Yeah, so see, like you can take work anywhere you want. So you can save money for rent. That $3,000 rent you're paying there, you know, save that all up, live at home.
I will never ever live at home again.
Free food though.
That's fine. But even if I move back to Orlando, I would not move back into my parents' house.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, so I even like I told my parents, like, even if I moved to South Florida, I would never move in with them.
Like, yeah, you know? that's not a thing. Like,
no, yeah,
we can't do it anymore.
It's more like an annoyance. It's not really a rant, like I said. It's not an annoyance, but I see them so often, I'm like, I get the same speech.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
How about you? What's your rant?
I don't know. It's not like a big rant, but my friend got engaged recently. So one of my good friends, she got engaged recently, and then she got engaged on Sunday, and then she texts me on Friday, and we're good. We're close friends. We talked during this time in between this from between Sunday and Friday.
Yeah.
We've been talking and texting and stuff. And then she didn't tell me until like a week later. And I'm like, what? What just happened here? Like, we're talking this whole time and you didn't say anything. And so I'm like, what the heck? And then I talked to her today and she's like, yeah, I told my mom and I told my sister. Yeah. And that's it. And I told some of my friends. There's a lot of people I haven't told. And I'm like, I thought everybody got engaged, like, did it like they told everybody immediately. Like
that's crazy.
I thought that's how it worked. But like, I'm like, I was offended. I was like, oh, I heard about this a week later and we've been talking the whole time. So like, like this didn't even come up as like a thing to tell me. Like, I was like, man,
I guess it was important enough to come up with the topic of conversation, right?
I know. I'm like, geez, this is weird. Like, what happened here?
That is hilarious, by the way. So yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess that happens sometimes. So because you're in the middle of another conversation. So
no, it's like every day we're not in the middle of a conversation. Every day we just say hey, and then we're like, what's up? Like, that's really like what it is.
Oh, it's not even that. It's just
like hey, like just like catch up. Like hey, what's going on? Like I had this. Like this reminded me of like something, and then like we made a joke or something. But it's just come up. I was like, man, this is.
That is silly.
How weird is this? And then to the fact that like it's been like almost
a week
and a half now, and then she's just like, yeah, I just haven't told a lot of people. I was like, okay, some people are different. Some people don't share. If you got married, if you got engaged, would you like throw it out there to everyone?
I would tell my parents first, obviously, right? I would tell my parents first, and then I would communicate it to my close friends. So pretty much in the WhatsApp group, whatever it is, you know.
That's what I probably would have done.
And then probably later on, like maybe a day or two later, so I'll do the Facebook thing. So yeah.
Oh, post it on Facebook. Yeah, she has.
I let the girl do it, and then I just probably just add it to my story.
That's true. Yeah, you would expect it to be the girl that posted. Yeah. But she didn't even post anything, and she's like, "I was like, why didn't you post it online?"
I understand if it's a guy, right? Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of times the guys don't care, and then they're just like, they're happy, but then like, oh yeah, she's gonna post, and her post is gonna be better than my post. Yeah. So it's just like CC that post to everyone else. But yeah,
that's crazy.
It's kind of nuts.
All right, well, that's it for this episode, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, who are watching us on YouTube or listening to the podcast, Apple or Google Podcast. But like I said, you know, leave a comment. Let us know how you feel about this, you know, this topic. You know, if you're an athlete, you know, let us know from your side perspective.
Yeah, we might not have gotten everything on the athlete side, because all we think about is from the viewer's point of view.
From the entertainment, you know, from the viewer perspective.
Like you're entertaining us point of view. Yeah, I know. You know, so maybe we didn't get everything.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but like anybody out there listening, if you're just going. Subscribe to all of our channels, like our stuff, and then if you're going to listen to any other podcast, you can go to our website, www.gfothoughts.com.
All right. That's good. All right, until next time, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. All right.
Peace.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts podcast. As always, we appreciate you. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. If you are listening to us, please leave us your honest review on your preferred podcast listening platform. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOT Thoughts. Drop a comment and give us some feedback. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, see you then.